welcome back, everybody. We know we left you season 3 on a cliffhanger that we might not be doing this again, but
we decided what fun it would be to have a summer series. So we are calling this mini-series our Poolside Podcast Summer Series.
Think of it like this beach read. You take this novel to the beach that's not too serious. It's good enough to keep you engaged and attentive, but not deep.
It's not so serious that it's going to spoil your vacation. So this is meant to be fun, enjoyable. You're probably going to laugh. We certainly did.
Absolutely.
And we hope you enjoy our origin story. We are Red Weather Christians.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Jen. This is our Poolside Podcast Summer Series.
Consider it a beach read for your ears.
Engaging, literally, but not so serious.
We are going to walk you through our story, because every couple has an origin story.
Yes, it is the Steve and Jen origin story. So if you are a part of that, you can fully expect to get a little shout out.
So of course, a relationship starts before a relationship starts. So just a little bit of background before we even met, because we met in college. We did have, I know, sounds crazy, other loves in our lives.
What?
Yes, Jen, you had two boyfriends in high school?
Yes, a grand total of two boyfriends in high school.
I also had two
boyfriends in high school?
Two significant others, both girlfriends.
Would have been fine, whatever, floats your boat.
Okay. But from our high school experiences, we developed different ideas about what we wanted or what we would be looking for in the next relationship. I guess I'll start. I knew in my rural Michigan upbringing that I was not going to stay around that town long term. So I decided to avoid any long term relationships during my senior year of high school. And I also started growing my hair out, and I started growing my beard out, and it turned into a philosophy of what I would do in my freshman year of college as well.
A philosophy? Yes, Steve's philosophy was be as ugly as possible so that I know that the girls who like me really like me for who I am and not what I look like.
Yep, almost the exact opposite of what most girls do.
What I did, probably. I remember the summer before I went to college, just trying to get as tan as possible. I went with my friend Shanna to Hawaii, and we were just like, that's our goal, to get as dark as possible. And my hair was long and, you know, all the good things.
Aesthetically pleasing things.
That I thought were aesthetically pleasing anyway. But going back to my philosophy of dating, well, I had none, but I will say this. I did know at least to not have a serious relationship in my senior year of high school. So I dated an atheist. His name was Jason. And I knew, we both knew, like, this is not super serious. It's just fun. We want to, you know, date our senior year. And it was awesome, you know, going to dances together and all that. Super fun, not super serious. So I knew that going into college, I was going to go in single.
As was I. But in my senior year, I had heard at a youth group at some point to begin praying for your future wife.
Oh my goodness, how cheesy can you get?
So I did.
That's such a rule follower, Steve. That's so unlike you.
Not rules. It wasn't a rule to do that. It was
just a selfish endeavor to get what you want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I pretty much nailed it.
Nailed it.
Or God nailed it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Either way, what did you pray for all of our listeners out there, Steve?
Long, dark, curly hair, someone who's smart and athletic.
Bing, bang, bang.
And obviously a Christian. I mean, that was...
Oh, goes without saying, of course.
Yes, back then, for sure. That went without saying.
Yeah. I did none of those things. That's so weird to me, but cool. Okay. And I did have the long curly hair freshman year anyway. We'll get to that a little later. All right, let's jump into our first interaction in college, Steve, shall we?
Right. So we were both freshmen, same class, and I was fairly noticeable, I would guess, with my shoulder length curly hair, full beard with a long goatee on top of that. But
oh my gosh, that's right, because it was a full beard, but then it wasn't like even, right? Because he had already had a goatee when he decided to start growing his beard. So it was a big bushy beard, but then like the bottom part was still kind of more pointed out because it was longer. It was hideous. Awesome.
Anyway, there was one cafeteria on campus, so most people ate there, and freshmen had to have a 10 meal plan. So at one point, I met Jen in the cafeteria at school, but I did mistake her for one of the soccer twins who also had long curly hair and athletic build. I happen to love soccer, so this was natural to say, "Oh, hey, random girl who's standing in front of me for food, do you play soccer?"
To which I replied, "No."
Okay, and that was the first time we met.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, kind of awkward, and I continued to put probably super healthy things onto my plate from the cafeteria.
But while that was just a passing moment in the grand scheme of things, it was our first meeting nonetheless.
Yes, I acknowledge that. I do have memory of it, because, again, Steve was hard to miss.
But our real first introduction, where I learned her name, was through a mutual friend of ours, Chandra. So I knew Chandra through drama. We were in a traveling musical together, written and directed by Brian Mercer. It was called Harmony.
Shout out. I also knew Chandra through my choir, Bel Canto. And we were also friends because the choir people all had to get to campus earlier than everybody else. And she happened to live on my same floor of my dorm.
And so one time between main campus and west campus, Chandra was walking with Jen and saw me and then introduced us. "Hey, Steve, this is my friend Jen.
Jen, this is my friend Steve."
And we guess we said hi and then see you later.
Okay. Anyway, but really when we started getting to know each other was when we both tried out for the musical Oklahoma. And we both got chorus roles. I got a solo and Steve was the character Carnes on alternate nights. And so we were, you know, we were doing that together, getting to know each other. I still thought Steve was definitely weird. I think the looks influenced me, but also his personality. It was just like definitely different from...
not definitely decent.
Definitely different.
Yeah, there we go.
From other people. He was not trying to make a good impression on people. He did not care. He was just like, "This is who I am, whatever." But the other thing about Steve was, if you know Steve, you know he is really smart. But he did not come across as smart to me when I first started getting to know him. He just kind of came across as this bumbling idiot.
I don't know why bumbling idiot comes to mind.
I don't know. It's like your physical, the way you walked and you kind of just like bumbled around. I don't know.
Like walked like an athlete.
No.
Walked like someone who has confidence.
Confidence, yes. That is true.
Anyway, to go along with any role you get on stage at Azusa Pacific University, you had to join theater productions class, which meant you worked on sets, you painted them, you built them, you worked backstage sometimes. So, because we were both in Oklahoma, we are now both in theater productions.
Yeah, so we're working on sets together, we're painting, we're building, cleaning, and we started getting to know each other in that way, and I did start realizing, hey, this guy is funny, like, it's fun to talk to him.
And we got to know each other a little bit. For whatever reason, Jen told me that her cousin's Krista's birthday is April 24th. And I told her at the time, why am I going to remember that?
Why are you telling me that? And then he's never forgotten it since. I remember Steve gave me a Valentine's Day card that February. It was a Sting Valentine's Day card.
Yeah, Sting. It was great.
It was weird.
It told you how much I cared. Just enough.
Okay. I don't really remember it.
The Sting Valentines were on super sale at Ralph's.
Of course, of course.
So I got a pack of them and handed them to people that I liked.
Great. I feel special.
Anyway, also in any theater production, not just the class, but Oklahoma itself, there's a lot of downtime for the chorus members backstage. So we got to hang out there too.
Yeah, it was fun.
And also backstage, I watched one of our friends, mutual friends, Richie Sessoms, kiss Jen for the first time.
Yeah, that was a weird situation. I don't really remember the details, but I remember that he was joking about something like that I wouldn't kiss him or something. And then I just remember he kind of like dipped me. Like he put his arms around me, he dipped me, and he kissed me right on the lips.
So some other memorable things happened backstage. One, not that I'm proud of this, but Jen was always pushing me and seeing how far I would go. So I would always go a little bit farther. So yes, I did.
What do you mean I was always pushing you?
You would challenge people like you challenged Richie. Like, oh, you won't kiss me or something like that.
Is that how that went down? I don't remember.
So then I did fart on Jen. It happened.
I do remember that. I was sitting down and you sat on me and you farted.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who supposedly is already interested in me and you fart on me? That's the strategy?
No strategy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Real. Yeah.
Also, Jen happened to challenge me by saying, "Oh, do you even know the color of my eyes?" And I did know the color of her eyes, but then I described them. Why are you giving me that face?
Because of what you're about to say.
I said, yeah, they're like the color of poop. They're brown.
Again, clearly no strategy here whatsoever.
But how did you reply?
Well, I wasn't thrilled about that.
You decided to insult the color of my eyes.
This is so annoying. Because if you know Steve, he has really beautiful blue eyes. They're very light colored, like glass. Really gorgeous. So I'm like trying to think of, how can I insult them? And so the first thing that popped into my mind was, you know, the commercials for like pads for your period. And then they use like the blue liquid to pour in. So to show the absorbency, because they don't want to use red because, oh, gross, it's blood. So they use the blue liquid. So I just explained all of that to Steve and said, well, yeah, well, your eyes are the color of, you know, those commercials where they like the menstrual commercials with the pads and then they pour the blue liquid. And it was this long drawn out thing and it was totally lame. And anyway, that was my insult.
Anyway, fun times backstage, fun times. And including backstage, one time we were going to be late for rehearsal. And I don't know why we were together somehow.
No, I was walking to West Campus on foot. You were riding your bike and you caught up to me. And of course you stopped because it's me. And you were like, hey, you're going to be late. Do you want to catch a ride on my handlebars?
Right. So this freshman year of college, let me do a brief aside for the bike that I was riding. I had been riding a roommate's bike. And we parked it outside of our apartment. That bike got stolen, but replaced with this solid rubber wheel tired BMX bike.
I'm sorry, but you have to picture the solid rubber wheel. This is not normal for a bicycle. A bicycle tire has a tube that you inflate, and then the rubber tire goes over it. So please try to imagine a solid rubber tire.
And we proved it over and over by putting pins in it and nails and things just to show like, yeah, there's no tube in there. I can ride this anywhere. And I named it and I had a little cardboard thing that I duct taped to it called the Speedwagon 51. It really could barely hold me. It was so small.
It was very small.
Also, I had never ridden a bicycle with someone on my handlebars before.
But I didn't know that when he was like, hey, just hop on my handlebars. I'll ride to West Campus and we won't be late. And I knew I was going to be late on foot. Which is very unusual for me. I don't know why I was in the situation of being late.
No, rehearsal was starting early that night. That was why I was like, what are you doing? You're going to be late. Because I was already late. that was my deal. I'm like, if I'm late.
That's Steve's MO.
So if I'm late, you're really late and you're walking. So
I was like, are you sure? And Steve, of course, because he just exudes confidence. If there is any strategy, it's that. Just be confident. Just be confident, even if you're not. He had never ridden with anyone on his handlebars. And he was like, oh, yeah, definitely. Let's do it. And so I was like, oh, okay. Because I don't like being late.
And that Speedwagon wasn't a good bike to begin with. That was very difficult. But with enough confidence, I made it happen.
We got over there. We didn't fall.
And also, intermixed with all of these interactions we've had, whether they're backstage, rehearsal, at the CAF, it became an ongoing joke that I would ask Jen out every time I saw her.
Yes. And to me, it felt a little like creepy. A little stalker-ish.
But I was just hedging my bets. If I keep asking, I would definitely take her out if she ever said yes.
Sure. So, but all I remember is it was a lot of times. Like, I was getting exhausted. I was like, no, not gonna happen.
So at one point, I ask her this. Jen, what are the chances of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Steve always makes fun of me for this because I didn't catch on to the fact that it was from Dumb and Dumber. And so I didn't respond accordingly. Instead, I said, none.
which wasn't as funny and simultaneously devastating. I mean, she gave me zero chance. I didn't even get to say that there was a chance.
Yeah, because if you remember in the movie, he's like, what, like 1 in 100? And she's like, more like 1 in 1,000,000. And then Jim Carrey responds with,
so you're saying there's a chance?
So I ruined the quote, and I devastated Steve.
But not to be deterred, we still were friends, we still saw each other, and one time in the cafeteria, I even sat with her.
Yeah, I remember not loving that. Well, okay, I was conflicted, because it was like, oh, you know, it's always nice when somebody wants to sit with you. I didn't hate Steve or anything like that. I just thought he was, like, a little weird. But he was funny. He was fun, entertaining to hang out with.
But when I was eating, apparently I ate like a child, like a slob. I was disgusting her in various ways, whether it was just drinking or holding a fork or what I had on my plate.
You know how the way you hold a fork is it almost like rests on your middle finger face up? Well, he had his whole hand turned around and was just like grabbing it like a
shovel?
Caveman.
Oh my gosh. They didn't have forks.
Oh my goodness. So of course, me being me, I commented on that because yes, if you know me, I say what's on my mind. So I don't remember what I said exactly, but
her disgust, however, led me to make the comment and the observation that she must be an only child.
Which I took much offense to because everybody's like, when they use that, it's always trying to be mean, trying to put somebody down. Like, oh, you're such an only child. Like, there's a connotation that goes with that. It's not a positive one. So I was highly offended.
But she did say yes, she was an only child. Ugh. I felt vindicated, even if I was disgusting.
Anyway, moving on.
You're just going to move on.
Let's how about this? Let's take a quick break.
So near the end of freshman year, Drama Awards comes up, which we'd never really known or done that before, but we were in a drama, so we got invited to the Drama Awards. And lots of people would make this kind of a date night, go out to dinner, then go to the Drama Awards. You dress up, everything. So, Jen went with Richie.
Yeah, he kissed me.
And I went alone.
Sad day.
But there is a picture of both of us in the same photo, because like the freshmen all got a photo together, and there I am, apparently lurking and creepy on the edge.
Probably. We can't quite get our hands on that photo, but we promise that when we do, we'll post it somewhere. But the exciting thing of the night is that Steve won an award.
I did win an award for the best actor in a one-act play.
Yes. Was that the one where you were sneezing all the time?
I was sneezing. There was an interaction with a superior. And yeah, it was fun.
Moving on to random encounters through our freshman year of college.
We're not sure exactly when these happened in the chronological sense. But we know they happened freshman year. So one of those was, it's called Pig Out. So Smith Hall, don't even know what it's called, would have an eating competition between the four wings of the building. It's what guys do. Right?
I, just for the record, hate eating competitions. I think they are disgusting. I think they are unhealthy. I don't understand the appeal whatsoever. So probably the only reason I was there is because my friends were there and I was just like, ugh, whatever.
Jen, let's not hide the issue here. You were there because it was going to have a lot of guys there.
Perhaps.
Anyway, it's called Pig Out. And of course, I'm competing. I mean, it's food, it's free food, and it's probably, it doesn't even matter if it's disgusting, it's just free. So my competition, I didn't know what it was going in, was to eat basically a roll or half a roll of raw cookie dough.
Which doesn't sound that bad, but when you are shoving it into your mouth, I know I would barf.
I mean, it's at least the equivalent of 12 cookies, but not cooked.
Yeah, raw.
Or more. Could be 18. I don't remember what it was. But I handily won my competition, licked the wrapper clean, and then yelled out, "This is for you, Jen."
To which I wanted to crawl under a rock and die. Oh my gosh. Not only is he bringing attention to me, and I don't even want to be there, but he's like dedicating this eating contest to me. Like, that is the last thing that I want. Gross. You just like ate raw cookie dough and you're telling everyone that you did it for me? Ugh.
There also might have been parts in my beard. I wasn't sure.
Oh, for sure. You know you're sure. And for sure, there were bits of raw cookie dough lurking in your beard.
So there was another incident where I happened to be in Jen's dorm room once, all of freshman year. I probably went there with my friend Mike, but she and her friends were going to watch some horror movie. I'm pretty sure it was called Bless the Child. She says, never, never a horror movie.
Yeah, I don't really remember watching a horror movie. Why would I ever choose to watch a horror movie in my dorm room where I sleep? But I do acknowledge that Steve does tend to have a better memory than I do. So sure, why not?
Anyway, part of the whole being in someone's dorm room was...
Like, wait, why did you even come into my dorm room?
I can't explain everything. I don't have that good of a memory. But I was somehow in the floor and, oh, there's Jen's dorm. I know you. What's going on in here? Anyway, it was like her and her roommates and a couple other friends. They're watching, but curfew, so we couldn't be in the dorm, after 10 o'clock. Curfew was at 10. So it was getting close to that. I was going to have to leave soon anyway. But so I just sat in their room for a little bit. Like, what are you doing?
Weird.
They decided not to start the movie as long as Mike and I were in the room. They're like, that's not... But Jen was also, I mean, she was sitting there in her bed or whatever and was like holding a pillow and constantly concerned about...
What do you mean constantly concerned?
You seemed very anxious about your appearance. To which I then asked, Jen, you're not wearing a bra, are you?
I can't... Who does that? Who says that out loud? Yes, I was self-conscious because I was not wearing a bra. Okay, everybody. I didn't want, you know, the nips to be showing through the shirt. All right. Even though looking back, what I would give to have those again. Anyway, but no, I was not wearing a bra and I was super self-conscious. And then he brings more attention to it. Ugh, what? Just mean, just inappropriate. Disrespectful.
All the things. You can see why it was such a catch.
Yeah.
Anyway, another random encounter didn't even involve me, but involved my friend Mike, who now we had this mutual friendship with him, and Jen apparently went on a rollerblading date with him.
Mike is also weird, just to go on record.
Whoa, he's way more normal than I was.
Yeah, he definitely was, but he was weird in his own ways, too. Like, just asking to go on a rollerblading date was like, well, okay, you know, it wasn't a date though. Like, he just asked if I wanted to go rollerblading. So I, also being just super naive, was just like, oh, he just wants to rollerblade with me. Okay. I was an excellent rollerblader, of course. And so I guess I must have had my rollerblades in college, which is also kind of weird that I brought them. And so we went rollerblading, and not 5 minutes into this quote unquote date, he spills. I mean, he falls. I don't know if he was trying to show off or like go off a curb or like turn a 180 or what, but he falls. And so we're like, well, let's go home, I guess.
Right. So we also had other dating encounters, various things college likes to do. They do roommate dates. So your roommate finds a date for you, and then you go to like Universal City Walk and have fun and eat food and whatever.
All I remember, I don't even remember what we did. I remember my date. I want to say his name was Seth, but I'm not 100% sure. This Seth guy was like decent looking, but he was mute. I mean, he did not speak. He was incredibly shy, like some sort of zombie. Not a bad looking zombie, but just like, like he was there, but he did nothing. So it was no fun at all. I mean, I would have taken Weirdo Steve over that.
Whoa, there you go. Point for me. I also went on roommate dates. They were not very memorable. I think they were both at Universal City Walk. You walk around, almost like a scavenger hunt type thing. But I did have one other date freshman year. So I, at one point, thought not washing my hair was the way to get dreads.
Okay. Just another point against the point that you just got taken away. Because, come on, not washing your hair, that starts to stink really quickly. And not only that, he had this big, weird beard. No thanks.
Anyway, I knew this girl. We would hang out sometimes. Her name was Jamie. And she said, Steve, I will go on a date with you if you wash your hair.
Thank you, Jamie.
It wasn't that I wasn't showering. I just wasn't washing my hair. So I did go on that date with Jamie. And we went to a karate lesson. We went out for some coffee. I didn't drink coffee, by the way. But we had a great time. It was fun.
Well, fantastic for you. I also went on a date.
Tell us
big,
about that.
Big date. Freshman year.
Not the rollerblading date. Please tell me about this other date.
Okay. There was this guy. His name was Jesse Ost. He was on the football team, which isn't that in and of itself is not a turn on for me at all. Like, I'm not necessarily attracted to like the football player, like that, that archetype. But I knew him from our PE class. We were in PE together, and our PE class was racquetball. And so the racquetball courts were off campus, so you had to carpool caravan to get over there. And so somehow I ended up caravanning, carpooling with Jesse, like in his friend's truck, and it was like the three of us. And I thought he was just super hot. And he was nice to me, and he was, I don't remember, was he a junior or something like that? So for a freshman girl to be receiving attention from an older hot guy, I was like, yes, super excited, you know, whatever. So at one point he asks if I want to go play racquetball, just the two of us. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've done it. I've done it. I've gotten him. He has fallen for me, and all my friends are like, okay, Jen, yeah, right. Like, we do not believe you that you're going on a date with Jesse, because that's the kind of friends I had. No, I love them. They just knew who I was, maybe even when I didn't. But no, I did actually go with him. I remember sitting waiting for him in the lounge of Adams Hall, and he pulls up in a truck, and, you know, off we go to racquetball. We play racquetball, and had a good time. You know, we're both competitive. It was fun. And on the ride back, he starts telling me how happy he is in life. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's wonderful. Like, what's going on? And he's like, I've met this girl. And I was like, wait a minute. This is taking a turn. What's happening? He's like, yeah. And I just asked her to marry me. I was like, oh, wait, what? Who are you talking about? Because it's not me. So that was my big dating experience.
Yeah. Way to go, Jen.
Thanks.
Anyway.
Why? But seriously, why did I tend to give off just like friends only vibes?
Well, we'll cover that later when you actually gave me that vibe. But okay. Freshman year is coming to a close. I was campaigning at the end of the year to be an Associated Student Body senator. And if you can't figure out what I looked like from the description, long, curly hair, full beard, I used that to my advantage in my campaign. So I made a little, I mean, it was like 2x3, something like a fourth of a normal sheet of paper. Little, do you remember the old paint thing that you got with Windows or whatever? It came with the computer for free. I painted a picture of myself with that, like used the oval shape, put on curly hair. And then my slogan was, you know, vote for Steve, an artist depiction.
Yes, but didn't you say have something about Jesus on your flyer?
That was the point. I looked like Jesus, but all of the pictures of Jesus always have like this little asterisk at the bottom in artist's depiction.
Oh my gosh, it was funny. It was funny. I do remember seeing those around campus. I know that guy.
And you voted for that guy.
I did. That's me. I did. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Anyway.
So I also stayed late that year because every year being in choir, you go on choir tour. But it's like after everybody has left campus, finally choir tour starts. So I was always one of the last people on campus. So Steve was also on campus. And anyway, apparently, according to Steve,
according to me, this is what happened.
Well, okay, let me tell my side of it. I was going to Smith Hall to find some of my guy friends to say goodbye to. And Steve happened to be there. And so, yes, I did give him a hug.
No. I had asked you, hey, before you leave, give me a hug goodbye. Because I was going to be there longer than she was.
Yeah, and I definitely remember that he said that. And I definitely set out with intention to do that.
Wait, you're saying that as if that was a little bit with verbal irony.
I think that when I saw you, I remembered. I was like, oh, he did say this. I'll give him a hug, you know, whatever.
I also happened to be in the same wing of Smith Hall as probably the person she was going to see.
That might be true.
Anyway, that is how freshman year ended. Great terms, if I were to say. I mean, I
ended on a hug.
Yeah, I mean, that's in the conservative Christian community.
That's huge.
You're rounding first base at least at that point.
Yeah, you're on the run. So that concludes our freshman year, part one in our summer series.
We call it Poolside Podcast Summer Series.
Sorry, Poolside Podcast Summer Series.
Anyway, we hope that through this process, while you're listening, we always want that conversation to continue outside of this podcast.
Keep the conversation going.
Right. Old tagline. But we know that if you have had a relationship or you currently are still in a relationship, there was an origin to that story.
And you know, when Steve and I were writing out this outline, I should really say when Steve was writing out this outline and we were trying to remember all of these stories, so many things I hadn't even remembered, and because I hadn't thought of them in so long. So we encourage you to go back and think about your origin story and either write it down or record it for a podcast or just for yourselves or for your children. I mean, that's one reason I'm doing this. It's not like, oh, let's have this podcast telling our origin story because then we'll get tons of listeners. If you're listening, thank you. Because this is just like all about Jen and Steve. Thanks for hanging in there with us. But also we want to do this for posterity, for our kids to listen to someday and just laugh at us probably. But how great is that, right? So the encouragement is out there. Share it with us, but definitely share it with yourselves.
We love a good story.
We are Red Leather Christians.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Jen.
So keep the conversation going.